this weekend. More tough matchups in college football, like the number one Georgia Bulldogs lining up opposite the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. Number six, Ole Miss, can't miss against the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Blue what?
And the number 14 Tennessee Vols will actually play a ranked team, number 24, North Carolina State.
Finally, the nightmare ends!
This weekend's college football action. You have to Tennessee it to believe it.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Do you know what today is?
It is National Read a Book Day.
I love to read.
I love reading.
I love reading.
You should celebrate.
How would I do that?
Read a book.
Hey, do you know where I could find any books?
Where do I find the books?
Your local library.
Here. Read a book.
Yeah, go read a book.
Reading a book.
What book am I reading?
What book is everyone reading?
I'm reading your book.
It's a real page turner.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. Hi, everybody. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get the live show and our featured channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's really simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And
hello!
It'll come on. You can find the podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. The podcast is a repack of the live show that we do each and every weekday morning. And it was sans music, so we don't play the music in between the bits and the segments and things during the podcast. Well, that would just be silly. So we just do all of our segments and interviews and things like that. That's what you'll find on the podcast. That drops usually around noon. Yesterday was such a busy day. We did not get to posting yesterday's podcast. That will be rectified. No, I said that's a different word. That'll be rectified today. Both today's and yesterday's podcast will be up and available this afternoon. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. Darius, or New Riley, is going to be joining us from the Lynchburg Community Market. And we're going to talk about the grand opening of a new music venue that's coming to Lynchburg, downtown Lynchburg. It's there. It's ready to roll. Tonight is the opening night and the ribbon cutting. We'll talk about that. It's the Academy Center of the Arts, new The Music Hall. So that's all on the way. What else? Anything else? I don't know. Somebody could stop by. Who knows? That's all coming up. Here, let's get rid of that. Had a great time last night at Three Roads for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. If you missed it, well, you can always log on at The Mike Show VA. The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. Log on there and you can watch and listen to Dalton Huskin. He's the front man and lead singer for Old Town Connector, also the band Smoke. And he joined us yesterday. Christian Q was originally scheduled. Christian is ill, and I hope he feels better. But yeah, man, oh man, Dalton just rocked it last night. And we had the folks from the Virginia 10 miler. They were there doing their fun run. It was fun run number two, out and back. It was a 3 mile race, and these folks, I mean, man, oh man, they are so dedicated. They started at Three Roads, and they came back to Three Roads, and then had a big old party with beer and pizza. And you would think runners, you know, that beer and pizza. No. I think that's running fuel. I should be a runner. If that's the case. Anyway, we are going to be hosting the Virginia 10 miler after party. It's called the 11th mile, and that's going to be taking place at Three Roads on September 28th. You don't have to be a runner, and you don't even have to have run in the 10 miler to join us. And we've got the band Full Moon Fever, which is a Tom Petty tribute band out of Richmond. They're going to be playing for us on that date, so you can follow our social media and listen for details. The concert event and the after party is absolutely positively free, so everyone is invited, and it's family friendly. So come on out and join us on September 28th. All right, coming up, we have your top list and the 50. Best breakfast cereals of all time. We're gonna talk about those and they're ranked. We have the top 20 and they're ranked in order from number 20 to number 1. So we're gonna do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. And then our top list, top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. Okay, you know, yeah, like Tony the Tiger, for example. We're not going to tell the Trix Rabbit, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. We're going to learn shocking things about all of these guys. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, what are we doing? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Introducing the new Taste in the Morning. From the makers of Honey Smacks comes Pimp Smacks.
Hey, what's this? Pimp Smacks?
Now that's what I thought. Now get out there and give me my money, all right?
Ow, man.
You ain't moving?
Loaded with vitamins and minerals. Guaranteed to get you going in the morning.
You better get out there and work.
I just wanted some cereal, man.
Artificially flavored Pimp Smacks are a perfect start to the day for everybody.
Pimp Smacks?
Right, look, you ain't gonna bring me no money stuff in your face. Get out there and get some work done.
Start your day with Pimp Smacks.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. I could go for some of those right now. finally, Friday edition. So the top 50 best breakfast cereals of all time have been announced. I don't know. Who keeps track of this stuff? General Mills? I have no idea. Anyway, the first cold cereal. Here's some fun facts you might not have realized. the first cold cereal was introduced in 1863, meaning cereal is now around 160 years old. Not every cereal that's come out since the late 1800s has tasted good, and some have been downright disgusting, but it's Friday, so let's focus on the good stuff. Complex.com. What is that? Well, they created a list of the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time. How did they rank them? How did they determine? So anyway, I hope you've had your coffee because it might inspire some debate. But can we at least agree on number one, which we will talk about coming up because we're going to do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. We're starting with number 20. No, we're not doing the whole 50. We might peruse the top 50 to see, because I like certain cereals. My actual favorite, my favorite cereal of all time is Fruity Pebbles. I love the Fruity Pebbles. I don't know why. I love the Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, but it always rips my mouth apart. The roof of my mouth, it just rips it apart. Anyway, number 20 on the list, Honey O's. They were introduced in 1980. French Toast Crunch, introduced in 1996. That's number 19. Cocoa Pebbles was introduced in 1971. Wheaties were introduced in 1921. Rice Krispie Treats Cereal, introduced in 1993. That's number 16. Captain Crunch, Oops, All Berries, was introduced in 1997. No, I would not want the All Berries, because I think it's the berries that rip the roof of my mouth apart. No, it's the little squares? I don't know. Anyway, Golden Grahams. Oh, no, Trix, introduced in 1954. Golden Grahams were introduced in 1976. That's number 13. Pimp Smacks. No, Honey Smacks. Introduced in 1953 is number 12. Cookie Crisp. I remember those. They were introduced in 1977. The Cocoa Puffs. They were introduced in 1958. That's number 10 on the list. Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds. Introduced in 1989. Yucky Arms, as my kids call them, or Lucky Charms. Introduced in 1964. Frosted Flakes. Introduced in 1952. That's number 7 on the list. Apple Jacks. Introduced in 1965. Fruit Loops, number 5 on the list. That came out in 1963. Oreo O's. Introduced in 1997. Are these still out? And by the way, these are the top 20. And no, healthiness was probably not considered in their whole thing. Captain Crunch Crunch Berries, introduced in 1967. That's number 3 on the list. Honey Nut Cheerios, introduced in 1979. Cheerios, the regular Cheerios, are number 31 on the list. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch, introduced in 1984. So I like the Fruity Pebbles. So where did they rank? Do we have... Frosted Mini Wheats were 50. I don't even know what that is. Shredded Wheat. Quaker Oats. Oat Squares. Waffle Crisp. Corn Flakes. Basic Four. What the hell is that? Banana Nut Crunch. Cracklin' Oat Bran. Good God, my grandpa used to eat those. Life Cereal, number 40 on the list. Apple Cinnamon Cheerios, number 39. Alphabits, I remember those. Number 38. Crispix, Crave, S'mores with a Z, Corn Chex, and Grape Nut Flakes. My grandpa used to eat those too. Raisin Bran Crunch. I actually like that. 32 on the list. Cheerios, number 31, as mentioned. Kix are 30. Captain Crunch had a peanut butter crunch. That's 29. Cinnamon Life, 28. Count Chocula is 27 on the list. Yeah, I guess we are going to do the whole 50. No, I mean, we're skipping some. Special K, 23 rather. Cocoa Krispies at 22. Here's Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles are number 21. They were introduced in 1971. Post is their manufacturer. There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who think Cocoa Pebbles are superior and those who think Fruity Pebbles are superior. I'm the Fruity Pebble guy. The one thing that everybody can agree on, though, is they are both very good. Plus, Fred Flintstone's on the front of the box. You know, you could put Fred Flintstone on a box of Brussels sprouts and kids would go nuts for it, right? Wait, is Fred Flintstone an influencer? Anywho. French Toast Crunch, number 19. Cocoa Pebbles, number 18. We did all these. Okay. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. We all love cereal. Everybody can agree on that. But even something as harmless as our morning bowl of sugary delight has another side. See what we mean with today's list? It's our top list today. Top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. Should we do this? Because it's shocking? Or should we do the rim shot like that? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. Here we go. Number one, Lucky the Leprechaun has 6 DUIs. Yeah. Captain Crunch participated in the January 6th riot. God, no. Toucan Sam, yes, definitely gay. Yeah. Tony the Tiger. These are top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. Tony the Tiger doesn't actually think Frosted Flakes are great, but they're adequate. Doesn't quite make a great slogan, so... Top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. Count Chocula is played by Rudy Giuliani. Yeah. top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. The thing poking out from the Honey Nut Cheerios bee? Not a stinger.
Oh, no, not yeah. The bee!
Oh.
Not the bee!
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my eyes.
They are.
My eyes. Ah.
Sorry. There we go. Top shocking revelations about the cereal mascots. The Trix Rabbit knows damn well that tricks are for kids, but ignores it because he's an anarchist. Top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. The Applejack's kids numb the pain of growing up in the foster system with fentanyl. And top shocking revelations about cereal mascots. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are actually in a throuple. Yeah, it's a throuple. The Mike Show. Hi. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, no, not cereal, but a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Coast.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. The NFL season kicked off last night with the Chiefs beating the Ravens. Taylor Swift was present, and Swifties were upset because they kept cutting the football. Jelly Roll says he was starstruck by Eminem. Not the rapper. He saw a single Eminem and couldn't stop drooling. Today is National Read a Book Day. Although I think a more helpful holiday would be National Read Your Disney Plus Terms and Conditions Day. And Roger Waters of Pink Floyd turns 81 today.
Hey you.
Now he sings,
hey you, kids upon my lawn, wish you were gone, don't make me come out there.
This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the finally Friday edition of the program. We did that. Well, I mean, we mentioned Roger Waters. So let's do this. Losing a lead singer can be devastating for a band, but it's not always fatal. Here are some bands that have moved on after their frontman had died. Do we want to do this from the bottom up? I mean, when Shannon Hood died, or Hoon, rather, from Blind Melon died, he died of an overdose while the band was on tour in 1995. They returned in 2006 with singer Travis Warren. Well, to be honest with you, I had no idea. So that kind of demonstrates that they might not have been in full recovery mode. Sublime. Singer Bradley Nowell died in 1996 before their first album was even released. In 2009, they reformed as Sublime with Rome, featuring singer Rome Ramirez. Thin Lizzy. The band broke up in 1984, and singer/bassist Phil Lynott died in 1986 due to drugs and alcohol. Lynott? 10 years later, guitarist John Sykes revived the band with himself on vocals. Another group of former members revived the Thin Lizzy name in 2009, but ended up changing the name to Black Star Riders. Let's see. NXS. In 1997, Michael Hutchins died of either suicide or autoerotic asphyxiation gone wrong. In 2002... the band went on to tour with singer John Stevens. Then, in 2005, they got singer J.D. Fortune through a reality competition show. And then a guy named Kyron Gribben took over from 2011 to 2012 when the band retired from performing. Alice in Chains. The band went on a hiatus in 1996 due to Lane Staley's addiction issues. Staley, I'm botching these pronunciations. I know these guys, but here, let me. I like this band, so here let's do pronounce. Do we have our pronounceify lady? Yes, it is
Lane Staley.
Yeah, Lane Staley. That's what I said. The band went on hiatus in 1996 due to Lane Staley's addiction issues. He died in 2002, and in 2005 they reformed with William Duvall. Leonard Skinner, Ronnie Van Zant, was one of the three members who died in a tragic plane crash in 1977. They went silent until 1987, then they reformed with Ronnie's brother Johnny on vocals. The Doors, Jim Morrison, found dead in his Paris apartment in 1971. After releasing two albums without him, the band broke up in 1973. In 2002, they formed the Doors of the 21st Century with Ian Astbury from The Cult. Didn't know that. Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland. Weiland or Weiland? I know these guys, but I want to make sure. And so we're going to go back to the Pronouncify lady, Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland.
It's Scott Weiland. I said that. Anyway, he died of an accidental overdose in 2015. Jeff Gutt has been their singer since 2017. Queen Freddie Mercury died of complications from AIDS in 1991. In 2005, they started performing with Paul Rogers. But since 2011, they've been relying on Adam Lambert from American Idol. And then AC/DC, Bon Scott, choked to death on his own vomit. Oh, my. Brian Johnson was quickly chosen to replace him, and the blockbuster album Back in Black was released later that year. So there you go. It is the Mike Show.
Scott Weiland.
Shut up. Coming up, we have news, and we have not headlining. No, we just did that. Anyway, take two. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Any unauthorized alteration of an FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives poster is a violation of U.S. federal law. So you can actually become a felon by photoshopping felons.
Still putting up posters in 2024?
I mean, I haven't been
like
to the
saloon style.
Yeah, I haven't been to the post office in a long time. Not because I'm on one of those posters or anything. Number two, the largest pyramid in the world is not in Egypt. It's in Mexico. It's called the Great Pyramid of Here, let me get a pronunciation on this. Cholula. All right, there we go. Sorry. Good Lord. No, I'm not having a stroke. It's covered in grass and trees. It has a church built on top of it, so you can't even tell that it's there.
That's just a mountain. I'm throwing a penalty flag on that. You can't claim that. That's just a mountain.
Okay. Now, we were talking about this earlier in the week of, like, how long does it take before, like, all remnants of any kind of a society get like stripped away or covered over or, you know, eaten by rainforest or jungle.
Yeah.
And after like hundreds of thousands of years, you would never know what would be underneath there. You'd never know. You know, I mean, unless you started digging and you know, that's what archaeologists do. Anyway, number three. The United States imports more oil from Canada than all of the Middle East countries combined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Number four, all the man-made objects on Earth weigh approximately, if you added them all up together, they weigh approximately 30 trillion tons. Jeez. And number five, ad lib is short for the Latin phrase ad libitum, which means at one's pleasure. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep, it's... thank you. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this Friday edition. That brings us Darius and Sarah. Here, let me change your thing.
Double duty.
Sarah joins us. Hit save and then show. There we go. You got your own crawl now. Lynchburg Community Market is the place. That's where you should end up tomorrow. Heck, that's where you should go for lunch today. And just do it.
So normally there's all sorts of amazing smells in this building.
Yeah.
But for the last two or three days, the smells of like bacon and like home cooked foods have been magnified. Like I am hungry right now with whatever Barbara Irene is cooking up. I don't know what it is, but it smells amazing. So if you don't have lunch plans today, please come down to the market and check it out, because that's
absolutely what I'm doing today. Well, you guys open up so early throughout the week. It could be your breakfast stop.
Yep, and we have a nice blend of restaurants and shops where the bakery, they of course have your croissants, muffins, everything like that. Yep. And then they also do sandwiches and lunch specials, and same thing with Barb's. If you get here right at 7:30 when she opens up, you can get your pancakes. If you're here at lunchtime, you can get your chicken sandwich and your fries. So,
nice.
Cannot go wrong. We got to taste some bacon from some sandwiches Ken at the bakery was making.
Dude.
As a little preview, since they're opened back up, and it was very, very good.
Okay, you had me at
bacon.
Yeah, you had me at bacon. So now I need to wrap up the show and head up there, because I'm starting to get really hungry.
We'll just do a live segment with the three of us just in front of a platter of bacon.
Yeah, exactly. The bacon trio or whatever.
It would be eaten in minutes.
Not standing the chance.
Yeah, definitely not. So lots going on throughout the week. Your big days, of course, are Saturdays. What's going on this Saturday at the market?
So Saturday we'll have our full selection of vendors and sweet treats and craft items available for you. The cool weather's finally here. So some of the vendors who have some of those specialty items like knitted hats and scarves, this is their season to shine. Nice. And with the turn of the temperature, that also means a lot of people are getting the fall decorations ready. So we have tons of those available. So after you do your shopping for your produce and everything you need for the kitchen table, swing inside and check out some decorations and all the awesome artisan items we have for decor, gifts, and everything like that.
See, it's not even Summerween anymore.
Summerween,
yeah. You realize that because it's the temperatures are so nice, and it's very autumnal, especially in the mornings and evenings now. And I don't know if this is faux fall, and we're gonna get another blast.
I'm sure we'll get one more heat wave. That's always what happens. I get excited. I take my hoodies out the closet and put them downstairs on the sofa, right? Yeah, exactly.
I got a long sleeve flannel that I put on, and it's almost not quite. I like walk outside and I'm like, do I really need this? I really want to wear it. I really need this? And then I'm sweating a little bit, and I'm like, I'll be fine in the air conditioning.
I'm willing to be fall officially. I'm changing out I have one of those little scent things that you plug in. I'm changing it from the berry scent to the like pumpkin cinnamon one, just to make it official. So
nice.
I'll pull in the fall weather to be here full time.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it too, and it makes it so much nicer each and every Saturday. You guys do such a great job with the Lynchburg Community Market. Tons of produce, tons of meat, tons of vendors, all the shops inside. It's a great time. And we talk about this every time, but we live downtown, and Lynchburg Community Market is really our go-to for grocery shopping.
Yeah.
we try and not purchase from, you know, the supermarkets or the big box stores as much as possible. And it's, you know, we'll stock up on everything, and whatever we can't find, then we make a trip out to, you know, Kroger or Walmart or whatever. That's fine. It's fine. But
yeah. I can let Sarah talk about it more, but one of the coolest things about when she got onboarded was she was already a long-term customer. So for her, it was cool that when I was walking around introducing her to some of the vendors, they're like, wait a minute, that's you.
I know you.
It's from me. So, yeah,
that was so fun. one vendor, I think it was Crooked Creek Beef. They said, you buy steaks, you buy cheese. I'm like, yeah, I love being at the market.
Exactly. Right. So it's awesome having her on board. And like I said, I always like bragging on the amazing photos and stuff she's been doing. But Sarah's been an awesome addition to the team. So we've officially unveiled the date for Harvest Festival. So in the next few weeks, we'll have more details and stuff coming out about that. But one of the things I've enjoyed most is that when we do these events, I'm not giving her strict guidelines on what we normally do for the events, because I'm kind of letting her. I don't want to get trapped in the cycle where this is what I was taught to do for this event, so this is what we do for the event. So I'm kind of letting her explore her own creative things. So there's going to be a lot of fun things for Harvest Festival this year. So we'll have more details on that coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Great. But the date is October 26th, as evidenced by your wonderful graphic there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And that, like I said, they would have taken me 3 months to make this, and it wouldn't even have looked nearly as good. So little things like this, she has been an absolute all-star at. So
that's fantastic. Mark your calendars for Harvest Festival. It's October 26th again, from 9 until 1. More details about what's to come for Harvest Festival.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll get on down to the Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow. What are your hours? Are again 9 to 1?
So we're Tuesday through, our regular hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. Harvest Festival, that Saturday event, that's when we'll have all the fun stuff. There'll be some trick-or-treating, kids activities, music, all that's going to be condensed from 9 to 1. But we'll still be open from 7 to 2 as we are year-round.
Okay, very, very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We love Lynchburg Community Market. If you haven't been there, if you're new to town, if you're just visiting us, make it a point to stop on down there each and every Saturday morning. Make that your first stop on your downtown destination throughout your Saturday. You will not be disappointed. Go over there and head over there for lunch. It's physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. They have their own parking lots. If there's construction on Main Street and if Main Street is blocked off, the lot right there on the corner of Main and Commerce Street. Which one is that, Darius?
That's Crossroads Lot.
All right. Crossroads Lot is still open?
Yep. Crossroads Lot is still open. And then you can come up Commerce Street and down 12th Street. You can still access our lot. So you just can't, if you're coming from the expressway, you just need to take a right down Commerce or come up the hill. But once you get down 12th Street, you can still access both of our lots perfectly fine. And sidewalk access is still open. So if you park at Crossroads, you can make it right on up to us.
All right. Very simple. So get on down to Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th, and located on the interwebs where?
At lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, gang. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get really, really smart with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid. That's all coming up.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Time once again for Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown. Boeing's faulty Starliner ship has been docked to the space station since June. It's slated to head home today, but with no one on board because it's too risky. A SpaceX ship will launch later this month to bring the two astronauts home, but they'll still be up there until early next year. The return flight is in February. And there may be another solution to chaos like this in the future. Researchers have thought about constructing an elevator between Earth and distant space. No? I actually saw like some simulations on this. And I think something like this was featured in a movie. I think Brad Pitt was in it. Could have been. Who knows? Well, anyway, supposedly we have the technology to do it. There just needs to be a will to do it and funding, of course. All right. In good news, bad news news, a study found cell phones don't cause brain cancer, but a separate study found they might cause heart disease. All right. In big fish news, researchers think an 8-foot shark that they had been tracking for several months got eaten by an even bigger shark. If so, it's the first time anyone's seen a shark that big get hunted down by a larger predator. In monkey news, a study found marmosets have specific calls or names for each other. It's something we thought only humans, dolphins, and elephants did. In engineering news, a team in South Korea...
Hello.
There they are. They're trying to reinvent the wheel, literally, and create a new type that can morph into different shapes when rolling over rough terrain. It's intended to make more places wheelchair accessible. In bug news... Mosquitoes can apparently use heat vision to hunt us down. Yeah. And a tiny bug called the globular springtail has been caught in slow motion doing the fastest backflips on Earth. And that's your nerd news. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. Here are some news bloopers from August when TV morning news crack up over their mistakes. They're breaking. Let's start with a guy talking about a wedding proposal story.
His girlfriend walks up to the heart.
Get on the knee.
Maybe she said yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah, they both went inside after this. Okay. To shelter from the storm.
It was the awkward pause and the way you delivered that line that
because I read it and was like,
I think thunderstorms will be a welcomed not sight. What do you when you hear something?
Sound.
Stop laughing so hard, Jake. Oh my gosh, you guys. What day is it?
I almost sent you a sweaty selfie. It was. Yo, come on! Bob always makes fun of me for being outside when it's too hot, so usually I send him a picture. Never gonna say that again.
Yeah, you will.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I just had it stuffed.
Right. Let me help you with that.
Okay, so here is a guy. His pet dachshund loves to sing along to Chris Stapleton.
Alexa, play Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
All right, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
All right, maybe he really doesn't like it. Maybe he's protesting. Anyway, all right, so from dogs to cats, when a man posted a video of his cat walking on his keyboard, other musicians reposted the video. One played guitar to the cat's playing. Then other guys added drums and bass. So we blended the tracks together along with the owner of the cat at the end. Here, listen. All right. Now from cats to bears. A bear cub from Canada survived a 10-hour drive in the back of a van. But it wasn't the most harrowing part. It was also being fed Taco Bell. Here is the executive director of an area wildlife rescue, Miriam Armstrong, talking about getting the bear to safety and what it ate.
The bear was quite lethargic. I should mention he was fed Taco Bell, so I'm sure his ears weren't feeling so great neither. And he was just really stressed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A home that was crushed and mostly destroyed by a tree in Los Angeles is on the market now for $500,000. Here's realtor Kevin Wheeler talking about the listing.
And the problem with having a house like this is you can't get a loan, so you'd have to come in with all cash. That's what takes out a lot of the mom-and-pop style buyers. We're in Southern California. People love the indoor-outdoor culture, you know, right?
It's a lot more outdoor than indoor, though.
Well, it's 50-50, but to your point, it's an open concept.
It sure is. They added a tree in the middle of it. Let's see. Okay, let's go to sports. The NFL, the new NFL season began with a bang last night as the Baltimore Ravens appeared to have scored a touchdown with no time left on the clock. They would have been a point behind Kansas City and were going to go for two for the win. However, listen to how the game ended.
Down to one play, 5 seconds to go. Lamar trying to make magic happen. Throw an end zone. Lightly, 2 feet down. Yes! Touchdown! What a play! Going for two and the win are the Ravens on opening night.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
27-20. The Chiefs win on opening night by a toe.
By a toe. All right, so the receiver's toe was slightly over the back of the end zone. Let's see. And with that, there's this. The Hallmark Channel posted an ad for their upcoming movie called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. No, it doesn't star Taylor and Travis, but it does feature Travis's mom, Donna.
Saturday, November 30th.
Now,
for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it all on the field.
How about those?
Chiefs.
Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. All new Saturday, November 30th. Part of Countdown to Christmas. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, Tab's dad's going to be watching that one. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Today is National Read a Book Day. Here's comedian Brian Regan on reading to your kids.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Tick tock. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating. Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed the subtext. I don't know.
All right, so that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. The Mike Show, finally Friday edition, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. Let's see. Two suspected drunk drivers crashed into each other on Labor Day in Marysville, California, which is north of Sacramento, rather. When the officers arrived on the scene, they determined one driver was intoxicated. The other driver had driven off. The police tracked them down, and he was also found to be under the influence. No injuries were reported. Both drivers were booked at the local jail. It's unclear which driver was at fault, or if they both were. The police posted a photo showing that one of the cars was pretty smashed up. Here, let's show. Oh my, we're gonna share this screen right here for all of our. We don't want to do that for our Facebook Live viewers. If you want to go to the Mike Show VA on the Facebook, there it is. Don't drink and drive, kids. Yeah, don't do that. There is good news in the world. We like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. 7 years ago, six young cows escaped a St. Louis slaughterhouse. They did a jailbreak. Now they're at an animal sanctuary giving cow hugs to visitors. Here's the caretaker of the cows, Ellie Lax, talking about the cows' new lives.
I was kind of stressed out from the day, and I went in for kind of a hug, and she wrapped her neck around me and held me. This is Chico, he's the leader. So he crashed through three fences and led everyone else to freedom. They have found a way to forgive and trust, and now they want to pay it forward to help others. And they're gonna graze and meditate and live the life that all animals should live.
And there you go, that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And you can also visit UnitedWayCV.org for info about the fourth annual Mods and Rockers Vespa and Lambretta. It's the scooter rally. Yeah, it's the Mods and Rockers scooter rally. What the heck? That's taking place on September 20th and 21st, and that's going to be at Three Roads. There's rides all around town. If you have a Vespa, if you have a motorcycle, if you want to participate, you can learn more by visiting UnitedWayCV.org. Just go to their events page, and all the proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?